Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome what? I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday. This is August 15th of 2023, coming to you live from Millen County Fair. Yes, that was a horse. If you heard that, that was a horse. And we have people here showing all their animals and stuff. You know, we got 4-H. By the way, Easton, what exactly does 4-H stand for, Easton?
He's not here, but he should be able to tell you.
Do you know what it is? It's hands, health, heart, and?
Yeah, it's stuck, Rivers.
But my hands, my heart, my health, and my something. But there's a fourth H though. What's the fourth H? Hands, heart, health, and something else. Head.
Dunk down.
Hands, health, heart, head.
Head.
Hands, heart, health, head. That's what it's about. And, you know, their hands, but what they do with their hands is like, you know, doing the work that they do, you know, with their horses and other animals. Somebody we knew placed like 3rd out of 50 on something and 4th out of like 25 with their rabbit. They placed like 4th out of 25, which is, in my mind, a pretty good placement. That's a real good placement. When you place like 4th out of 25, that's pretty cool. Honestly. And I haven't had any of the food yet. But obviously there is good food to be had at the fair. They're getting ready to have a rodeo tonight, Super Kicker Rodeo, here at the county fair. And we got generally a decent attendance tonight. Sadly, it rained super hard. It rained super hard last night. And so don't know why it did, but I know that it did. But it's an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing, you know, the rain. I mean, not the rain, but you know, what they do with the fair. And so I don't know why I'm getting notifications, but I am. But hearing different noises. And actually, in case you're wondering, Mom, my show is live. And it's pretty neat. And I don't know what that music is coming from, but I think it's coming from the rodeo because it'll be time to race the horses. But I don't know what the Bible says about county fairs, because there's no verses in there that says to the county fair, thou shalt not go to the county fair. But don't make it your God. Don't make it your God. Make it your God. Because anything you put in front of God is an idol. It really is. It's pretty awesome. Enjoying being out here right now and just hearing the different sounds. And you can even hear, I'm sure you can hear that music. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. But it's great to be out here and to have be able to hear the great music and be able to hear all the various sounds that you hear. At the county fair, I did go on a couple of rides. I went on something called the Himalaya, which is a well-known spinning ride. And then I went on the Pharaoh's Fury. I don't know how good of a job it does at telling the story of Pharaoh to those who ride it. And Pharaoh not letting the people go. But in my mind, a ride that's trying to tell the story of Pharaoh's Fury, Pharaoh not letting the people go, I'm not sure that it'll go for a few minutes. But it's pretty neat. Right. And so yeah, another horse. And I'll be out here various times throughout the remainder of the week. I'll be out here again tomorrow. I'll be out here Friday for sure. Thursday depends on what Mother Nature says with the weather. Hopefully we can keep the rain away, because I do plan to be back out here. Not Saturday, though, because I'll be in Detroit. But this county fair, pretty awesome. Just hearing all the sounds and stuff is cool. I've never really heard them doing this before the rodeo. I think it's cool that they're honoring America like this. They did the national anthem, and then they just sang America the Beautiful. Very nice gesture to see. About last night, the whole Blog Talk Radio system was down. It was not on my end at all. I just wanted you to be aware of that. The Blog Talk Radio system was down for all of those of you who were trying to tune in last night. Me apologizing. Well, it wasn't my fault. It truly was not my fault what happened. I did not mean for it to happen whatsoever, but hey, it happened. Technology, sometimes with technology, things happen. Sometimes with technology, things happen. And sometimes with that stuff, we don't know why it happened. But it did happen. And so, it's just a nice thing. I mean, it's not cool what happened with the technology, but we're back online tonight, and I was glad that they got it fixed so that we could go live and do this and at least give you a little bit of what the fair is sounding like. I was hoping to interview a someone who's done 4-H, kind of ask them about their about the whole showmanship thing and what it means to them. And we've got tons of different, you know, horses out here, sheep, pigs, goats, cows. You know, many of the pigs, you know, many of these, you know, even chickens, many of these, some of them, like, that's part of where your food comes from. And so it's about agriculture. It's oftentimes the focus of these fairs. But also, they get to show, businesses get to show what they have to offer. And then also, so it's like a way to advertise to the community in a way. And then you have food booths, some of which are from, you know, the local community. Some of which have been a part of the fair for a very long time, such as, for example, Red Barn Fries, among others. And so just a neat thing to see. And then also you have the entertainment side. You have both what happens in the grandstand. They what they call what is called the grandstand. And then you also, in addition, have the midway, the carnival midway. That involves the games of skill, some food vendors, of course, and also the rides. So it involves a lot of different aspects of the, you know, all gathering together for an annual celebration type, you know. Only, they say, you know, the fair only comes once a year to your county. And, you know, in different states, they'll be at different times of the year. Like in Florida and places like that, they'll be more apt to be like in the spring or like even like February. Or January or something like that. But it's pretty neat that you get to see all the different aspects. You know, people come here, not just from this county, but from around the region. So, like, see what they have to offer. I hope there's a foot-long corn dog this year at this fairgrounds. I really do. I wonder if anybody knows if there's a foot-long corn dog this year. But there's been a there's a certain game that I got fascinated with last year. It's the ladder game. It is next to impossible to win. We'll climb up all of the steps so quickly. We saw two different people earlier try to play it. They both only made it just over halfway up those steps and then fell. I don't know why it was that way, but it was. But as you can tell by hearing, they're getting ready to start the rodeo. And they'll do the different things that it, or I think I've only been to one rodeo when I was younger. But yeah, I can really hear the grandstand. And so it's cool being able to hear this from this. Makes you feel like you're camping here. But one. The word of God, you know, is true. It never fails. The word of God never fails. His love never fails. I know that for a fact. It never fails. And it's just a great thing to know that God has us in his hands. He has us in his hands. And he has us on this earth here for a purpose. And I just know that he has our best interest at heart. And it's not one of these things where you go, I wish or I hope or anything like that. He loves us. He cares about us. And he wants the best thing for us. He really does. And so you can rest easy knowing that as you go through your life and be able to know that for a fact. Just great that he has it in his hands. And so, this is, what are you guys doing? What you guys doing? Just hear the kids. Yep, I just hear the kids. I just hear the kids. Just doing what they're doing. And it's a great thing. And, you know, God wants us to live by faith, not in fear. He doesn't want us to be in fear of what tomorrow will bring. We don't need to live in fear of what tomorrow will bring. Instead, we can rest assured knowing that he will do for us what he promised in his word. And we can rest assured of that as we go about our lives. And that brings me comfort to know that. And I know that. And so, I'm just exhorting you for a couple minutes. I will say this. When listening to Dan over there, it shows me that they have true patriotism, true love for America. And it's just great. They're singing these various different songs of America. And so, an awesome thing. As in my mind, America is the greatest country on earth. And I want it to stay that way. And you can just – as you hear that music. And I always pray, you know, that God would bless, continue to bless the United States of America. It is not just a cliche. It's not just a song we sing. It's not just a song that's playing in the background. I'm sure those in the grandstand were, in fact, applauding, I'm sure. But, because of where we are, we couldn't hear it. But it's interesting to hear the various sounds that you hear all around the fair. It's just that you go into a program like this. I thank God for the freedoms that we have here in America. Freedoms to gather together. These freedoms were not free. The freedoms we enjoy here in this country were not free. They're not free. Someone had to pay the price for them. And I'm very grateful that someone paid the price for them. That these soldiers paid the price for them. Pray that those of us who live in this country would never forget that. Pray that we would never forget that. We would never forget what it means. May we never forget what it's all about. In the heavenly name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you for these listeners that tune in tonight. Pray that you would just meet every need that they have. Their lives, their bodies, their minds. Strengthen their bodies, strengthen their minds. Strengthen their families in the name of Jesus. You know what they have need of. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would meet all of their needs. Because you know what their needs are. Thank you that you would meet those needs. Thank you that you would be with them wherever they go tonight in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for that. For what you've done and for what you're doing. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.